Terrorist motivators. Terrorism as an act comprises at least four elements. It is an act of violence and has a political motive or goal. Terrorism is perpetrated against civilian non-combatants. It is staged to be played before an audience whose reactions of fear and terror is the desired result. This is merely one definition among many that attempts to define the most egregious of acts. Perhaps determining the motivating factors that lead an individual to commit terrorism is more difficult. There are five interconnected processes involved in terrorism: joining the group, forming the activity, remaining in the campaign, leading the organization, and engaging in acts of terrorism. Terrorists are motivated by ideology, religion, or a political cause. Three types of people become terrorists: criminals, who join terrorist groups to obtain monetary gain or to seek vengeance; crazies, who join terrorist groups for the thrill of the lifestyle; and crusaders, who join terrorist groups to achieve an ideological goal. Although certain factors are believed to influence a person to join terrorist groups, there is no consensus on what a terrorist looks like. Most terrorists are social outcasts and find the feeling of belonging within the terrorist organizations they join. The organization fulfills their need for social approval. When the new entrants join a group, they are convinced that what they are doing is for the greater good. They become warriors. The radical positions and sensationalistic violence are hidden by nationalistic and religious messages. Murders are disguised as patriotic acts. Through assimilation with the group, terrorists find approval for their acts. This need for approval then creates a dependence on the group. The social reality of the individual is reshaped to match the reality of the group. This process of radicalization requires the accompanying variable of isolation from mainstream society. The reinforcement of the radicalization process, assimilation, approval, and isolation, becomes reciprocal. The individuals consistently provide support to one another for terrorist actions, thus continuing a cycle demonstrative of the radical belief system.